Where do you find hope in difficult times?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
During World War II, a submarine sank in the Atlantic. Rescue teams went down in search of survivors. After locating the sunken sub, the frogmen listened for any signs of life. One heard a tapping noise. Someone trapped inside was desperately tapping this message: "Is there any hope?" The rescue team quickly tapped back a response: "Hope has arrived." With all the problems our country is facing, many are asking the same question: is there any hope? Ancient Israel had that question. God did not promise them any quick fixes. Instead, we read in Jeremiah 29, this is what the Lord says: "You will be in Babylon for 70 years, but then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised, and I will bring you home again. For I know the plans I have for you. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Of course, this promise was specific to the exiles in captivity, but it also gives hope to any child of God who is in a difficult situation. God does not utterly forsake His children. Those who turn from sin and turn to God by faith in Christ will be forgiven. God will give them a bright and hopeful future.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com